This is a News 1130 special report.
Some stores are starting to open their doors, but things are still far from normal in New York City following the wrath of Sandy.
Well, City TV's Dawn Shubé with Breakfast Television is in Manhattan. She joins us live on the line now. Dawn, how are New Yorkers coping one day later?
Well, you know, right now where we are, right where I'm standing right now, is actually around 8th and 55th, which is kind of between Columbus Circle and Times Square. Traffic is really starting to back up at this point as, of course, people are just trying to get back to somewhat of a normal routine. Some of the stores have been open, specifically on Madison Avenue. You know, we're upper Manhattan, so, I mean, essentially, you know, things are a little bit more vibrant. People are walking around trying to get about. But for the most part, it's still a little bit busy.
Okay. What about the power? Is it still out in lots of areas?
Well, you know what? The power in many, many areas is out for a significant portion of the city, basically south of the Empire State Building. But again, where we have been, which is essentially Central Park and you know, Central Park South and 7th, and of course in this Times Square Broadway area, the lights are on, but traffic is busy. And I have to say, some of the biggest concerns right now are people getting supplies. That was probably my biggest surprise, is, you know, walking through some of these convenience stores and seeing that a lot of shelves are starting to really empty out.
Now, what about, we've been noticing you're tweeting about some of the damage and destruction to places like Central Park and, of course, Battery Park as well. Are people letting emergency crews do their jobs, or are they still getting in the way?
I'd have to say most people are probably letting the crews get to where they have to go. I mean, that hasn't appeared to be a problem. But, you know, when you talk about something like Central Park, one of the pictures that I tweeted was a tree down. And, of course, that's just from my vantage point, because I'm a law-abiding visitor who doesn't enter a closed park. Those parks are closed, but we have witnessed families, but I'm talking little kids, making their way with their parents or grandparents or whoever through these parks. And at this point, you still don't really know what the damage is there. The trees are down. And, you know, really, they should be letting these crews make their way through, so that may hinder certain portions of it. But I think in general, most people are really respecting the crews. I'm hearing a lot of sirens today, more than I would have expected, really, because of you know, essentially the bulk of the storm is pretty much gone. It's more the aftermath. But I think that people are being generally pretty respectful, both from people that are citizens of New York and also people who are tourists.
All right, well, good to see the city seems to be getting back onto its feet now. Thank you so much for joining us, Dawn.